This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Howdy.
Hey, everybody.
Howdy. I've been told if we listen to this tape, it sounds like Kelly Ripa is forcing herself upon Regis Philbin.
Was Regis in studio today?
I was told just to give it a listen.
All right, let's do it.
I'm very nervous right now.
Do I really get up there now?
I'm yes. very nervous.
Get up right. close to the wall.
Oh, my gosh. I'm nervous already.
Back okay, up. Gilbert. Feet.
Hold the very best.
Your whole body.
Thank you, sir.
Relax.
Just like that. Keep your body just like that.
Okay.
Keep it like that.
Stuck against the wall, okay?
Okay.
Stay there. Don't move. Do not fight me.
I don't like this. It's uptight.
Stop moving.
Hey, look, hello, little girl.
Relax.
I'm relaxed.
Wow.
Ooh.
Goodbye?
Scary. Ooh. Bite me.
I like rape.
Oh, dear.
You know what? You really are an interesting woman. You've done this before, it looks like.
He's totally going down.
Whoa!
See?
Kelly Rapa.
He's going down. No, he's not.
Oh, he's going down.
Oh, dear.
Wait.
Ow!
Oh. He's gone down.
Are you okay?
Oh! What a fun idea that was.
It's very difficult, especially when the person is fighting against you.
Now my lips are chafed.
No.
Yes, they are.
I like
wow,
rape.
That is fantastic.
Oh. Why?
Wow.
Absolutely.
Hello, Regis.
Hi, everybody.
Wait till you hear what Sheryl Crow thinks are good solutions to the pollution problem of our world.
One of my favorites
is in the area of forest conservation.
Blah, blah, blah.
Rely on for oxygen. I propose a limitation be put on how many squares...
This is about your phone call.
...can be used in any one sitting.
Blah, 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 blah,
now,
blah.
I don't want to rob any law-abiding American of his or her God-given rights, but I think we are an industrious enough people that we can make it work with only one square per restroom visit, except, of course, on those pesty occasions when two or three might be needed.
Squares.
Let me sneak one phone call in here. We're going to stay on this whole thing here, Square. The Sheryl Crow, Mike Bloomberg deal, through the rest of this hour. But
good idea.
Frank in New York City. Frank, what can you add to this?
There he is.
I want to say that Sheryl Crow, this is not the first time that she's lost her mind completely, and she wants to limit one square of toilet paper per schmear, per use, per whatever.
Per schmear.
I want to say that, and I thought of this for Earth Day, go out and get one New York Times, one Sunday Times. You could put the toilet paper companies completely out of business for an entire year, and you could use the one Sunday Times for a year.
You're probably right. Because
instead
you could,
of the 500 rolls of toilet paper Michael Bloomberg used.
You could just strip that off one at a time there, one little square, and you'd be all
set. Blah, 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 blah.
The problem is the print comes off.
Well, see, the print comes off, but, I mean, look at the days when they used the Sears catalog.
Come on now, Belcher.
Glossy paper. I don't think people cared so much. And now we also know how sanitary Sheryl Crow is, first of all. And this Mayor Bloomberg thing quickly... They're already doing something similar to what he's proposing in Manassas, Virginia. They're calling it the Mike O'Mara tax, where if you're going to drive in using a car, you have to buy a Mike O'Mara beer.
Oh, is that what it is? Thank you very much, Frank. We always enjoy our classiest of listeners. Frank certainly falls into that particular category. We will continue with all of this in just a little bit. It's 77 WABC, George.
All righty.
Wow.
All righty.
If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Hello.
Hello. Get on board or get off.
Oh. Hi there.
Whether or not
you feel like you're a joke or not, people listen to you guys. They love listening to you guys. You're funny. Everybody likes to listen to you guys on the way to work or school.
Hey, shut up, bitch.
That really hurt me.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
Sure.
Why?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
You want to hear Suicidal B. Arthur?
Yes.
I found myself weeping because I felt so inadequate. I was drained. Not only was I drained, I was slightly suicidal.
Wow. Beatrice.
That's not funny, is it?
I had no idea.
That's really not funny.
Oh, I don't know about that. Tom likes it. Tom likes it a lot. Excuse me.
That really hurt me. That really hurt me. That really hurt me.
No, Tom, you're being cruel.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
All right, stop this.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, we are.
Guess how big it is? It's the size of a stick of butter. Everybody can suck it.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
You know what that looks like?
Looks like baby vomit.
Right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
We don't like what we do.
Hey, Robbie. We don't have the hi, everybody, loaded in there.
Merrill Howard Kalin.
Every time I've tried to play him, George Bush comes up.
We're searching for Merrill right now.
Leah Rob, search.
Flying fingers flying across the machine. No.
That's not him.
Well, that's because we try to get... There he is.
Everybody. Yeah. There you go. Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the film.
Right, welcome.
Welcome.
If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Now, that's George Bush again.
That's the button that should have said, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Well, you know, when we were experimenting with Travis last night.
Yeah, we may have reset the machine.
That's when it happened here, boys.
Sure, boy.
Sure did.
Don and Mike show's taking Friday. Uh-huh.
Lovely to be here.
How are you anyway? Phone number, same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
There we go. Hi, you're on the air. Don and Mike show.
Hey, it's Jonathan from, well, I'm in Richmond, but I work in Northern Virginia.
Yes,
no,
sir.
It's this guy again.
No,
isn't
no,
it?
No. I see isn't on caller ID, it's not the Oakland guy.
Okay. Is it the Baltimore guys?
I don't think so.
All right.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, hi there.
Yo, what's up, fellas? I know you from years ago when I first came into Virginia. Be honest with you, I'm surprised. I was just trying to put you in my phone for future reference, but I went through. But it's good to hear y'all anyway.
This is Barry White.
This is Paul Quinn College.
Join me for
a lovely weekend. A beautiful weekend.
A beautiful weekend.
Say what? Did you say very white?
Barry White.
Well, God damn it, Tony.
God damn, I'm trying to cut a spot, Tony.
You sound like
it's not very white. It's just very educated. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, from the hood.
You sound like the late Barry White.
Oh, Barry White.
Yes. Barry White, yes.
Barry White. What's the matter with your cell phone?
It's a Nextel. You do the math.
Well, I will sign off by saying you're very well spoken.
I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, your phone's dropping out. Have a great weekend.
Someday you should aspire to be as well spoken as Tiki Barber.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Whenever I hear that well spoken, that is so 80-year-old person saying that. They still do.
He's so well spoken.
Hi there, Don, on my show.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Buddy, I'm calling to find out who is playing that song over you guys.
Hey, buddy. Oh, hey, buddy, that's Spirit. I got a line on you.
Spirit. That's Spirit. Awesome, man. Hey, keep up the good work, guys. You guys
right
are
on.
Awesome.
See you later.
Thank you.
I love that song. I'm in a super fantastic mood today. I believe all of my woes with CBS and our jerk-off agents are done, so I'm happy about that. My boy is here. My boy arrived, pulled the all-nighter. He's here for the last respite of vacation before he goes back for the final semester.
Wow. Yeah, they're all going back mid to late August.
Before he gets drop-kicked through the goalposts of life. And
starts his real world.
Yeah, so I'm happy to have him around. It's good. It was great to have football on last night. even with Jim Sorgi stinking up the joint for your Indianapolis Colts.
It's preseason. What does it matter?
I don't care.
No, I'm talking about Jim Sorgi.
I know, that's what I mean. I don't care. At one point, the guys that were playing, they had so many guys, they had guys with the same number.
Right. Oh. They're that deep in the roster. How many, during those preseason, the first preseason games, how many people are on the sidelines? Is it just like hundreds of football players, hundreds of pads?
It's like, I think it's 85 guys.
It's amazing. Wow. Really, people don't realize how many people really try to give it a shot in the NFL. And really in baseball and other sports, too. How many minor leaguers are out there that get cast aside? I mean, it's really, how many, they will cut, what, 40 guys, basically?
Something like 30% of the guys that are there are not going to make it.
Yeah, it's a very, I mean, it's very brutal.
It's just, Joe Buck said it so well last night. It's like an intoxicating drug that's been gone, and now it's back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right. Thank God.
So, it'll all end in February of next year.
Loving it. Loving it. Got the football back. Got my boy back.
Yeah.
Got old Matt ready to get ass tattooed on his arm.
Nothing put a smile on my face like walking in here and seeing that tattoo artist, who doesn't even look like a tattoo artist, and still until I looked up on his neck and I saw a little squiggly something he had. Yeah. So he's got some tats on him, too.
Yeah, he's here with his wife and with his wee one.
A toddler?
Gorgeous little toddler. Mm. Great-looking little kid, yep. Really.
This really is not a safe environment for small children,
no,
though.
No, who knows what him. Vermin are crawling around in here. It's very, very frightening.
I wondered for the child's safety. Please, Mike, do not be offended.
Yes.
When I ask you if you dropped kids off at the pool as you normally do.
No, not here.
Good.
Because I know your regular schedule.
No. The regular schedule has been altered today, but it has been taken care of. It was very, you know, it was a modified schedule today. Huh. Because I was up early because I had to go do this golf thing today. And I went out with my buddies and, you know, had me a little sandwich at the seventh hole.
Mm. Gotcha.
And because of that, I actually dropped the kids off at the golf place.
I had a nice BM.
Yeah.
Well, my concern was I saw the mom take the little boy, the 14-month-old boy, who's walking around with little boy clothes on, just as cute as can be.
Right.
I saw them walking towards the bathroom, and I said, hey, hold on, excuse me.
Yeah.
I got to get in there. And I didn't have to go to the bathroom. It's just I had thought it's about time. And I didn't want them to walk into a wall like you walked into yesterday.
Exactly.
Right? That supplied by me.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And besides, also the floor and everything else here, you know, we get this place cleaned once a week.
Uh-huh.
We seriously should get it cleaned once a day.
We have.
Because we are pigmeisters.
There is an Afghan that someone threw on top of the safe that we still have not been able to open next to the toilet.
Right.
And. Well, I'll say I know that I've sprayed that Afghan
right
by accident more than one time.
But the floors.
Because it's right next to the toilet.
Yeah. What if the child was to get into the Joe Ardinger space back there? Do you know how much.
Oh, it's dangerous.
Do you know how much bacteria exists back there? Not because Joe's giving off the bacteria. Simply.
But what about STDs?
His food.
And the rat trap.
Yeah, his foods and the rats.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Is it rats or mice that we've
got? Well, they're mice, but I thought rat sounded more dramatic.
Much more so. Ratatouille.
Anyway, this is not an environment for children.
But
we do have one running around here today.
And it's not an environment for children on your radio either.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
My lord, my lady.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
What's up, Buzz?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I'm actually driving. I'm at work, unfortunately, dude. I got a joke for you guys.
Oh, dude. Do you really
I know. I want to start it off like
you
this.
Really want to start your weekend and start our show off like this? Hey, Jody. Jody, do you have this tools number? Yep, they got it.
All right.
So you're willing to have your number be announced on the radio if the joke doesn't make us laugh?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, no, hold on. There can be no B. Arthur on this. There can be no gray area on this.
You said you think so. So obviously you haven't given a tremendous amount of thought, much like you've led your life up to this point.
And thank God that B. Arthur turned her mind around on that.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
And she didn't decide to eat some pipe.
We all think alike.
Now, have you decided that you will release your phone number to the public?
Yes.
If we don't laugh. Yes. All right, well, then sure, go ahead.
All right, we'll see here.
And now, can I just give you, before you start, since there was a brief moment where you had to take a breath. This is just, you know, from Comedians 101, Joke Tellers 101. Uh-huh. I'm not a great joke teller, but I've seen a lot of guys that do it very, very well.
And to start it out with, let's see here, is usually not the,
the
best.
Word. Okay. Cunninglingus. Okay. Okay. Well, okay. Why don't you eat? Okay. Hold on. Let me say this right. Why don't you perform that act on a girl in the morning?
Why?
Have you ever tried to separate a grilled cheese sandwich?
All right, now this is a guy who really needs to be called all hours of the weekend.
I heard someone laugh.
In area code?
No,
you didn't.
No, I'm here to tell you, there's not even a smile in this.
God damn it.
Call this guy. His name is Mark, and his phone number is 916-416-7137.
All right, guys. Cheers. You guys are the greatest, man.
Have a great weekend.
Right on, see ya.
Great. Look forward to those. Pixie, look forward to those calls at 4 o'clock in the morning.
916-416-7137.
Wonderful.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Hi. Hey, what's happening?
I was watching public television this weekend, and there was a special on 70s music, and they had a really good segment with Marilyn McCroo and Billy Davis.
We have to find a way to stop this.
I don't know how.
It's really a plague. It's a plague, and we haven't. You know what this is like, Don? This is like the market correction. You know, we just can't stop this investor panic. The market is going down every day. There's a little taste. Just a little taste.
That's all you'll get.
And I know some people on this very show that might have a list of them.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who does?
I think he does. Did you burn it?
We've actually gotten most of them, and I threw the rest away.
Okay, all right.
We've covered most of them.
You can do that on your weekend show.
I remember John Wayne Gacy Jr. was one.
Was he a junior?
We had that.
And John Hinckley Jr.
Ah, John.
We didn't have that.
Buzz!
Oh, this is going to start it up.
Buzz!
You asked me.
I asked you if you had a list, because you had a list yesterday.
All right.
There's gasoline on it right now. Oh, there it is. We've got the brush fire now.
Do not make us punish you, Buzz.
No, please.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I'm calling to suggest that Matt's tattoo be a hot pink. Is there any say in what color it's going to be?
Yeah, I think he's decided he's going to get... I don't know. We haven't talked to the tattoo artist. It looks to me, from looking at the ink, it's going to be the standard dark blue ink or black ink.
Yeah, just the big ASS. What type of font or calligraphy has he chosen, Mike?
It's lovely. In fact, I don't think I'm going to be upsetting anything.
I've not seen it. Can you show me the sketch?
Quite a flair to it.
There we are.
That's
Isn't
nice.
That lovely?
And you know, the thing about it, he probably tried to find... The classiest. Yeah. Matt, did you try to find the classiest? Come on in here, you big dummy.
Get over here, moron.
This is your last day as an intern anyway.
He's all about class.
He really is a good intern.
He is.
He's just an idiot.
Boys.
Like really, they all are.
He really is. Let's be honest.
What's going on?
Hi, ass.
Pick that up for Matt. Sorry.
Thank you, Rob.
There you go.
No, it goes in there. It goes in there.
All right. Needs more Aquafina?
What?
No.
What was that? What did you
say?
Would
you like some Aquafina? You're running a little low.
Aquafina.
No, I got a full thing. Now, you know I'm not running low, so why did you say that? Because you just wanted to open your wise-ass little mouth, didn't you?
Yeah.
Matt?
Yes.
Pick that up, please, for me.
Thank you.
No
problem.
No, pick it up for me, please.
Oh, dear.
What are you doing?
Well, hey,
what are you doing? You're acting like I'm throwing it at you. Here,
Mike.
Thank you. Just please pick it up.
Oh, we're going to miss him, aren't we?
Please just pick it up.
Oh, very good.
There you go.
Hey, Major Flinch. Major Flinch. So, the font you've chosen, how would you describe the font?
Well, it's great.
Oh, God. You know, jeez.
Is this it?
You're catch.
What do you mean? You're picking it out.
Oh, man. Did you see the dust fly off that lamp?
The lovely one.
Yeah. Once a week, we're cleaned in here.
Need it or not.
Once a week, they give it a once-over.
That's right.
I believe it is called Murray.
Wow.
Oh, dear. It's called what?
Murray Hill, I think.
Is that the font?
I believe so, yes.
Now, you're going to get just the letters, or have you yesterday you were talking about the fact of getting maybe a little design to go along with it?
I think I'm going to do that afterwards, at another time.
That's fine. I mean, it's totally up to you. I think it's great that you're getting branded as an intern on this show, and I'm sure that as you continue your career, whenever you feel down, whenever you feel that you can't achieve something, you'll look at your arm and you'll say, oh, ass.
Remember that day when I was in there on the show that made me a star?
That's
inside
right.
Of 2 months?
Right. I was on top of the world. Look at how high I climbed that ladder.
Right. So it's going to be, is it going to be underlined or is it going to be, boy, wouldn't that be nice? A little underline. Or an exclamation point.
Exclamation point would make it.
Could you put an exclamation point on it?
No, just. I'm a plain ass. I'm not very right. flashy.
Is that the size it's going to be?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's
good enough.
That looks good.
We approve.
Yeah, it's good enough.
We heartily approve.
It's not, you know, as the concern was yesterday, so that the letters would be so small so as not to really even notice what's
Where's
going on.
Where's the fun
on.
In that?
Right.
Exactly. Right. Right.
There you go.
Good attitude.
There you go, you tool. We'll get out of here. We'll start this in the next break. It really, just for ASS, should take... no time at all.
No, I think it'll be very, very rapid. And as I said to the tattoo guy, go to the bone. All the way to the bone. Please.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Stupid bit, Junior.
Well, that's true. We agree with your statement.
Whose fault is it, though?
You're encouraging it, don't you think?
We've stopped it.
It's all our fault.
There, at least he's accepting responsibility.
There you go.
I'm even surprised that we've got, you know, the first one that we got.
Hello.
That people still remember. I didn't remember it.
I'm surprised Buzz had a list.
That was from yesterday, though.
But still.
He had a list from yesterday. Yesterday, it's okay. But if
the expiration day yesterday, it really was like rotten milk. Maybe you could have had a swig or two of it.
Right.
Today, it's definitely cottage cheesy, right?
Well, I think yesterday, at the same moment that I was talking with Buzz about the fact that he had a list, and he wasn't going through his list.
No.
Joe came out and gave one, like just on the spur of the moment. I said, stop! Uh-huh. It's very contagious. People are going crazy over it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, you guys have an awesome show. Very funny. I just wanted to say happy birthday to my brother, Mike. His birthday's today.
My brother.
We don't do birthdays.
This is my brother.
Mike.
The one that we never talk about on the air.
Aren't we all brothers?
In the family of man.
I know, not in Rob's world. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thank you, Don. Hey, baby.
Hi there. What's happening?
It's a little hot out, and I wanted to check on the elderly. Buzz, how are you doing today?
You're lovely.
I'm doing well, sweetie. Thank you.
Good, good. Yeah. I love you guys.
Well, wait, hold on a second. You wanted to check on Buzz?
Yes, I did.
What are you wearing right now?
Not much, actually. A tank top and a little skirt.
Yeah, perfect. I just somehow had a desire to keep you on the phone. Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Nicole Kidman, maybe?
Oh, that works.
Oh, it's still going to be a scorcher. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
How you doing, Buzz?
Now I'm having trouble breathing.
Yeah, Buzz is in distress. You must come down and save him.
Are you like Nicole Kidman, but maybe if she ate a sandwich?
Yeah, I guess suppose so.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
I like her fine. She looks like she's a little too, bendy straw for me. I like him a little more meat on him. Although, is that movie, her new movie, is that the remake of Night of the Living Dead?
The one with Nicole Kidman?
Yeah.
Is that really what that's supposed to be? It looks scary as hell.
What is the name of that movie?
Where she answers the door and the guy's like, I need to come in, and then you see the guy go, yeah!
Yeah,
like
right. That. Yeah! Is that a remake of some movie? John, do you know that?
I don't know.
I think it's not. I don't think it's a remake of Night of the Living Dead. I don't think there's any way that is. They would have to make some comment in the trailer that that's the case.
Why do I think that it was related to some movie, though?
It's definite. Well, because it's similar in plot to Living Dead, because you've got the people that are on Earth and everybody's like possessed by aliens.
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Jerry from the Sacramento area. Hey, I just called that guy that told that joke.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
And it's what it is an equipment rental company. And the guy that answered was none too happy. He said that there was a whole drawer full of PCS phones, I guess, that the salesman used. And he thinks that one of the idiots that works there just grabbed one of them.
That would be the problem of the idiot that called this show, then.
Yes.
That's good.
He's right. The one that's in trouble.
That's a good end.
So, anyway, he says he's gotten about 9 calls, and he says, if I get any more calls, he goes, I'm threatening legal action because I'm not changing the cell phone numbers of 9 cell phones.
All right, well, he should think about legal action against the guy that called this show and gave voluntary permission for his phone number to be given out.
Exactly.
Actually, he said he'd like to hear the tape of the show so he could identify the guy.
All right. Mr. Sacramento Man, it's Mr. Helper. You're having fun as...
See, what you're trying to do is portray this in the worst possible light, when what you don't understand is we can't be sued for this. The guy gave voluntary permission. So why don't you just let it go, please?
Well, I hear you. It's just his boss. I'm just telling you what happened when it's...
No, you're not. You know, you're Mr. Negative. You're calling from Sacramento.
It's funny. It's funny if you think... I know we got a break. It's funny if you think about the fact that the guy's boss is going to be pissed, but you had to go and ruin it, R-O-O-N it for us.
You sure did.
Hey, I am totally...
Bye!
I wish I could sue you. Bye. Serious.
Unbelievable.
Serious. Hey, Mike.
Yes, I said unbelievable again. I might be falling into a Dennis Murphy crutch.
Okay, Mike.
This is the Don and Mike Show.